Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About today, be very, very careful. I mean, it is slick out. How slick is it? It's slicker than whale snot. I said that this morning and everyone went, what? But yeah, be very, very careful. The weather is deceptive this morning, man. I got up, you know, you can see the stars, the sky is clear, it's not so cold out, I got a sweater on, that's about it. And then you get in the car and you start it up and you start backing down the driveway and all of a sudden you're sideways in your driveway because there's like ice everywhere. So be very, very careful. There are tons of severe weather announcements. I'm pulling these right off of Ben Forum. And you should do the same. But a ton of schools are opening 2 hours late. Moorhead, White Earth, Detroit Lakes, Ulan, Holy Rosary Catholic School in Detroit Lakes, Circle of Life, Norman County, Marshall County, Bagley, Little Lights Preschool, and there's tons, way too many to go through on air. But if you go to the Inforum Severe Weather Announcements, they have them all listed there. Schools and buses 2 hours late on most of them. Don't see any, and I'm scrolling through right now. Don't really see any that are closed, but all of them on there are 2 hours late. So. There you go. Just be very, very careful out. Slick roads, slick sidewalks this morning. It's nuts out there. But if you're trying to drive, I saw so many cars ice skating this morning. And I saw folks trying to walk down sidewalks that haven't been salted yet. So be very, very careful. That's my meaning. That's what the point of all of that was, to tell you to be very, very careful. Don't want any common sense clubbers, you know, sliding into the back of the car in front of you or through the drive through or anything like that. It is, wow, man, it's nuts. It is nuts out. Fargo is fair. 32 degrees. 32 degrees right now. In Tioga, it's 28 degrees. I'm loving it. Where'd the winter go? And speaking of winter, and maybe I should tell you who I am. I'm Leon Francis. I'm your host of the Common Sense Club. And if you want to get on air, tell me, you know, hey, it's really slick out on, you know, University and 13th or Accident. Numbers are simple, 855-217-76, extension 2, gets you live on air, and you can be our man on the street or woman on the street telling us, you know, hey, don't go this way. Traffic is kind of backed up. Road conditions are slick. And that sort of thing. And we'll do that, you know. So if you have some hot tip or something like that, just call in. Let us know. Keep everybody safe. That's what it's all about, man. Speaking of very short winters and where did that come from, you know, I'm a Southern boy. There's no mystery about that. And one of the things you kind of struggle with when you move up north and there's like snow on the ground 9 months out of the year is, you know, you're kind of drowsy most of the time. It's a little depressing, you know, weather-wise. And so it was interesting for me to see this story about a study that says North Dakota teens sleep later than almost any other teen in the country. And talking with people about this, I'm like, you know, what can attribute to that? And, you know, we're like, yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, maybe it's because we have winter 9 months out of the year. Not so sure that went over great with North Dakotans. But there you go. What do you attribute that to? There's a study out. There's a study out that say teenagers in North Dakota sleep later than any other teens in the country, except for those in Washington, D.C., and that's because most of those guys are probably high and, you know, that sort of thing. And we don't do that sort of thing here. Study was conducted by the app Sleep Cycle, includes data submitted by 14 to 19-year-olds between September 1st and November 13th, waking at 7:12 a.m. on average. North Dakota teens rise 17 minutes later than the national average and 19 minutes later than the Minnesota average. What is going on? Minnesota kids wake up earlier than North Dakota. Yeah, we got to get some perspective on that. Somebody's got to call in and tell me, you know, what's going on there. That's just nuts, man. I remember, I mean, right now today, I'm up every morning before 5 because when I was a young buck, a little tyke in the South, my dad had us up every morning at 5. And if you didn't get up, you didn't get breakfast, man. Or you might get some cold water thrown on you or something. Pots and pans are banging around. And I have my father to thank, and my wife and kids, you know, I know they kind of get upset with me. I'm banging around early in the morning. But you can blame that on my father. Because it's nothing I can do about it. I don't need an alarm clock. I'm up at a certain time every morning, whether I like it or not, whether or not the household likes it or not. So what's going on with Fargo, North Dakota kids? Why are they sleeping in late? I don't know. Maybe you could shed some perspective on that. Is that good enough to throw into the "Are you kidding me" category? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. 855-200-1776 extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. Tons of news going on. I mean, and I'm going to talk to Ellen Radner and Blanky the Cullum about, you know, what's going on in the Middle East. It's going to have impacts over here. I mean, absolutely. I'm looking at it, and you got to take the whole picture. And try to put everything into perspective. Okay, if you don't know, King Abdullah, the King of Saudi Arabia, he died yesterday. So that leaves like a little power void there in Saudi Arabia. And the guy coming in, you know, he's folks say he's like the mediator type and the new king that's coming in. He's like the mediator type. He mediates disputes between the royal family. And we know that's a heavy lift. Those guys are all spoiled brats. But anyway, so the new king is Salman bin Abdul Aziz, a bunch of other names. Good gravy, man. He's a veteran of the country's top leadership, and he's versed in diplomacy from nearly 50 years as governor of the capital of Saudi Arabia. He's known as a mediator of disputes within the royal family. He's 79 years old. I think King Abdullah was like 90. I think he was like the oldest royal person in the world. And now I think that title falls to Queen Elizabeth, who I believe is 88 years old. So she's been ruling since she was like 25 years old. So there you go with that. But so, you know, you're thinking about this in the context. You know, you got this new king. King Abdullah was effective as far as Saudi royalty goes, I guess you could say. I mean, I have a lot of problems with the Saudi royal family. But it does kind of leave a void there. I'm going to talk a little bit with Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum on, you know, how that affects, you know, OPEC policy, or how it affects our bases over there in Saudi Arabia. How does it shape our foreign policy with King Abdullah dying yesterday? I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered here, not to mention, you know, what's going on over there in Yemen, the implosion of the stability over there, how that's going to shape up with this going on. And Israel just released pictures of Iran, and they have some ballistic missiles that are very long range, can go past Europe. And Israel is releasing that. And that kind of coincides with, you know, Netanyahu coming here, unbeknownst of the boy king that we have over here. He's a little wee-weed up. He's a little teed off about that, a little wee-weed up about it. You know, how dare Boehner invite Netanyahu without my approval, that sort of thing. So we're going to talk about that. Also going to have Steve Hallstrom, Dustin from Steve's Sports Saturday. We're going to talk a little sports at the bottom of the hour. And your phone calls, as always, 855-200-1776. Let me know what's on your mind. We'll be right back.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back. If you are out and about this morning, getting the kids off to school, coming in to work, that sort of thing, maybe you're just getting breakfast at Mickey D's or something, be very, very careful. It is very, very slick out this morning. And if you've been out and about earlier, you already know that. So take a little extra time. Be safe, people. Be safe. Welcome to the Common Sense Club, someone who is no stranger to Common Sense, Blanquita Cullum. We're still working on Ellen, still working on her, but we got Blanquita on. So how you doing, Blanquita?
They don't get stranger than me, so there you go.
Man, there is a ton of news stories, but one of the biggest ones that I think is going to have a really big impact on oil and OPEC and even prices right here in North Dakota is King Abdullah passing on yesterday. How do you think it's going to shape up, especially with our foreign policy, OPEC policy, things like that, with this void, this vacuum that's been created?
Well, I think his successor will come in, and I think that it will be okay. But honestly, this just makes the case for why we need to have oil security, energy security coming from North Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, California, and even our partnership with Mexico will be more significant, and Canada. We have the capability now to be oil independent, even though it's a global commodity. So the thing that I'm concerned about really is our own foreign policy strategy that will protect us. You know, we're talking about what's going on in Yemen. We're talking about what's happening with Iran. Iran being scary because they're getting more devices that potentially have a longer range reach. And we forget, I keep bringing this up, but people think I'm like whistling in the wind, is the strong presence of Russia and Iran in Venezuela. And, you know, that's pretty close to us, considering if you look at the map, as opposed to Saudi Arabia and Washington, D.C. I think we just have to be smarter about this and focus on what's going on.
I think I saw somewhere that there was a Russian spy ship out there close to, like, Cuba or something this week.
Remember Cuba. But also, the other thing is they have unmanned drones. That was on the front page of the paper in Venezuela over, oh my gosh, it's now going on probably about 7 years. And I took that issue to the White House and to the Senate when I was in Venezuela for the Broadcasting Board of Governors. I mean, it wasn't like they were trying to hide it. And Russia has invested a lot of money and continues to do that into Venezuela, which while their people are in chaos, the leadership is taking care to try to make sure they're visiting the right people to protect themselves. You know, you've got food lines there that are such a shocking situation in Venezuela that I've actually written about for the past 3 years. But again, people have a blind eye to it, of what's happening. And I think it's very important to know what's going on in our own backyard. Even with the media, where you have a comparable network like Al Jazeera, that is broadcasting in Spanish when we don't have the capability through the Voice of America. I feel like I've been broadcasting this to deaf ears to the members of the Congress.
Yeah, and I agree. I haven't heard a lot about those issues either. So you got to make some more noise, Bunky. I think we have Ellen on.
And you know, Ellen is traveling in California right now, but she was supposed to be on this
morning.
Oh, good.
Hey, Ellen, I don't know how much of the conversation you heard, but we were talking a little bit about, you know, the impact that the passing of King Abdullah is going to have on, you know, OPEC policy, foreign policy.
Well, you know, Blanquita and I have both been to Saudi Arabia, and I have to tell you that he may be looking at a reformer, but they're still chopping off people's heads. And I think you have to be careful who you're playing with. Are you playing with the devil? Are you there? They want to give somebody 1,000 lashes, 50 a week, for being a blogger. You know, I don't care. I'm sorry. We should not be doing business like that. And we don't have to now that we're producing our own oil.
I agree. Do you think this new king, King Salman, is going to be any better? He's known as, you know, a pretty good mediator and diplomatic, 50 years of diplomatic history under his belt. You think that we're going to have you think he's going to be a reformer that's stronger than Abdullah and able to mend fences and that sort of thing? Or you think it's going to be more of the same?
I have no idea, but they've got to stop chopping off people's heads last century.
Ellen, I can't remember whether we met the guy. I'm going to have to go back and look in and see if he was one of the people that we met with. The one that Ellen and I liked a lot was the fellow who had been the astronaut, but I don't think he has a chance of assuming the throne.
Oh.
No. But I'm telling you, this country's got to get its act together, and we're going to, as even one of the princes said, the end of $100 a barrel oil is done. We're producing our own oil in this country. We don't have to be beholden to the Saudis and their crazy way of punishing people. I'm outraged by it.
Everyone is outraged by it, but I think right now we don't have anybody. And Ellen, you and I were at a meeting the other night when I asked the question to this guy who was Mr. Shock and Awe, who he thought would be a person that would be a good diplomat and a negotiator on our behalf on foreign policy. And remember, the guy said no one. He didn't know anybody. That's pretty frightening.
Ah. Wow. What do you guys think, I'll ask Ellen, what do you think of, you know, the pictures that we've seen from Iran with the long-range missiles, what's going on over there in Yemen, and couple that with King Abdullah passing? How do you see, I mean, the foreseeable future of the Middle East, the stability of the Middle East, where do you see that going?
Oh, you know something, my cousin, who you ought to have on sometime, Aaron David Miller, was a peace negotiator for 25 years. He's on television quite a bit. He wrote a book called The Much Too Promised Land about the Mideast. And I have to tell you, he is not very hopeful. And if he's not very hopeful, this person sitting in the good old United States here, I can't be very hopeful either. I don't see any way out.
Okay. And this is a little lighter. We're going to switch to something a little lighter now. Who do you think sleeps later? We're going to talk about teenagers and states. Which state do you think has the latest sleeping teenagers, sleeping in the morning? What would be your guess?
Alaska.
Alaska?
Come on. Me too. I'd say Alaska. Okay. Second one I'd say, maybe Minnesota.
Actually, Minnesota is pretty good with the kids waking up in the morning. It shocked me, but North Dakota, our kids sleep later than any other place in the nation.
And that's including,
what's that?
Well, I'm thinking it's because they probably feel safer and warmer and things are more normal.
There you go. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. We look forward to this segment every morning. Two commonsensical gals talking a little common sense. Who can beat that? Got my coffee, Common Sense, Ellen and Blanquita. There you go. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little NDSU and whether or not kids should get paid. Student athletes should get paid for their contributions to the schools. So we'll be right back.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Terry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies, they get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, 855-200-1776. I get you live, on air, into the conversation. Before we move on into the conversation that I referenced in the last segment, a couple of things have come to my attention. Don't know if you're aware of the Montana oil spill, the oil spill that happened up there close to Glendive, Montana, but you know there were concerns about water contamination. So the staff at the Williston Regional Water Treatment Plant, they're actively monitoring the Missouri River along with the North Dakota Health Department to protect the public's health in the wake of that oil spill, the oil spill near Glendive, Montana. The Western Area Water Supply Authority, well, that's a mouthful, the primary source of drinking water is the Williston Regional Water Treatment Plant, and they serve a large, large portion of northwestern North Dakota, including the city of Williston, as well as Burke, Divide, McKenzie, Mount Trail, and Williams County. So they are in the midst right now of working with the North Dakota Department of Health to monitor the Missouri River for contaminants related to that oil pipeline spill near Glendive. At this time, there's no evidence that water is contaminated by the spill has entered the Williston Regional Water Treatment Plant. However, the plant's operators are working with the North Dakota Department of Health to continuously draw water samples and test those water samples. And in addition to that, the water treatment plant is equipped with a powdered activated carbon treatment system that can be used to treat elevated organic matter concentration like benzene. So, Put your mind at ease there. You know, the folks out there at the Western Area Water Supply Authority and the North Dakota Department of Health are monitoring and making sure that our drinking water is up to par and not contaminated by that oil spill up in Glendive. So just so you know, and put your mind at ease. Now, I want to move on to a subject matter that I've had, and I have a ton of friends who were student athletes. I am not, have never been, but I have tons of friends who are. And they're kind of all over the map with this subject matter. Don't know if you heard, but did you hear about the decision by Division I Athletic Powers to basically pay student athletes for, you know, the services that they bring to those schools? Well, that discussion has moved to NDSU. They're going to be considering, they're actually going to be considering whether or not you should pay student athletes. And I guess that's a question that I have for the Common Sense Club. I mean, we got a lot of common sense folks. Does it make common sense to pay student athletes? I want to get your feedback on that, get your thoughts about that. I'm going to talk to Steve Ahlstrom from Steve Sports Saturday in the very next segment. I'm going to ask him that question and see where he's at there. Should student athletes be compensated in any way? I mean, you think about it. There was that story about the kid that wanted to fly home because his mom was sick, and plane ticket was like $200. Nope, you can't do that. You know, what if you have a poor kid from, I don't know, Louisiana, and he's going to NDSU, and he doesn't have a lot of money, and, you know, he wants to fly back home for Christmas or something, and they, nope, you can't do that. If you are a student athlete, and, I don't know, some company wants to give you maybe a laptop to help you out with your studies, nope, you can't do that. You can't do it. How do you feel about that? And think about the money that these student athletes bring into a school. Think about that. And I know the popular response is, you know, they're getting an education, they're playing a ball, and the school is providing all of these services and that sort of thing. So they're not like not being compensated, but in the grand scheme of things, when you're looking at the amount of revenue that comes in through the athletic departments and many, many schools, NDSU, you know, included in that, do you think maybe they deserve just a little something? Especially, and it doesn't have to be like lavish gifts or anything, but the way the rules are now, it's just like, you know, heavy-handed, nothing. You know, you can't do anything, nothing. You can't pull a Laffy Taffy out of your pocket and hand it to them. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a little nuts. I'm looking for a little common sense perspective on that. What do you think about that? 855-217-76. I haven't posted that on my social media yet. Normally, I get really good feedback from social media, but I'm really interested to know what North Dakotans think about paying student athletes. When I saw this story, I have friends that, you know, played for Oregon, played for Southern and Grambling, LSU, the NDSU. I mean, I have tons of friends that have played all over the United States of America. So, you know, this topic comes up quite often. And every time it does, there's no consensus. I mean, there's none. You got people on this side and that side. I don't know. I look at the school systems and the way they're set up, and to me, it's like a little socialist system there. You know, it's not a whole lot of capitalism. And this is just my thoughts on it. I think that, you know, if I don't know, say some car dealership wants to give, you know, a kid, a car to get back and forth to, from his dorm room or college or wherever, and he's a really good student athlete, and that private business, you know, feels that that kid brings a lot of value to, let's just say, NDSU. I don't see a problem with it. Is that nuts? Am I wrong about that? I mean, what's going on, man? How do you feel about that? Do you feel that, you know, some compensation just not obscene? Like, you can't give a kid a Corvette or something like that. Is it the common sense thing to do to compensate student athletes, especially if they're phenomenal talent and they bring in a ton of revenue to the schools? Do you have a problem with that? Should we consider that? And that's my question for this morning. Might be a normal or nuts question also. Maybe I'm nuts, but I don't know. I'm looking at this through a capitalist lens, and I don't get, and I guess I do get, you don't want, you know, boosters going all over the country buying kids. But the flip side of that is, you know, you got some kids that are, they didn't come from the greatest homes. They kind of impoverished. I don't see any problem helping a kid out, you know, put a little spending money in his pocket, especially if he brings a pretty good, hefty value to the athletic department of the schools. I don't see the problem with that. I never have, as a matter of fact. And I'm not a student athlete by any stretch of the imagination. I'm a pretty much a geek, a nerd, a Star Wars and Star Trek type of guy. So it wouldn't affect me at all. But there's some kids out there that could benefit. So there you go. Dustin out in Williston, what's your take on this?
Hey, Leon. So I'm really torn about this. I've never thought about this issue before. But, I mean, I think that it would be a really good thing to provide some incentive, you know, not necessarily monetary. I mean, it could be. But then again, inherently has its own issues. But, you know, to extracurricular activities in general. Because, one, it could possibly boost involvement. Because, I mean, from the schools I went to, you know, from the inner city to the country, I mean, it varied. I mean, you had a certain crowd that tended to run with the extracurricular crowd. So, I mean, it may help to vary things. But like I said before, rewarding them based upon revenue that they bring in could bring in some inherent issues. I mean, what happens when, you know, when you have a job and you work on commission?
Well, the more money you make, the more money you can bring in. The more money goes in your pocket.
Right. So instead of playing these sports and, you know, getting what people would traditionally argue out of it, you know, that camaraderie and, you know, the athleticism and, you know, things like that, you know, you could possibly be kind of muddying the issue, you know.
Let me ask you this, Dustin. Say I'm a business major, you know, I'm really promising. I got like a 4.0 GPA, and I have really good ideas. And I don't know, UBS wants to give me a tablet or a laptop, you know, to say, hey, you're doing a good job. We want you to come work for us when you're done or you know, at school. Would you have a problem with that? I mean, as it stands now, you couldn't do that. Would anyone have a problem with that?
Well, if I'm not wrong, colleges, when recruiting, kind of does stuff like that. Do they not? I mean, when they're recruiting out of, you know, promising high school students, you know, they might sweeten the pot somehow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they can give away like tablets or laptops or I think that comes with the, like you get the scholarship or grants or whatever, you can get that kind of stuff. But you can't say, hey, come to NDSU and we'll give you this sweet, you know, Sony Vaio or this sweet a MacBook Air or something like that. You can't do that. And I don't think that private businesses can go to kids and go, hey, you know, come to NDSU and we'll give you this, that, and the other thing. I don't think that you can do that either. So there you go. Something to chew on. Thanks, Dustin, out in Williston. We'll be right back with Dustin and Steve from Steve Sports Saturday, and they're going to give us a little preview of tomorrow's show. So stay tuned for that.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
John said I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, 855-200-1776. Extension 2, that's the number that gets you live on air and into the conversation. I'm having a conversation this morning with two guys that know a ton about sports. I know nothing. I've said that before. Political guy, science fiction guy, not a sports guy. So I bring in two people that are just chock full of sports knowledge. They have a show on Saturday, as a matter of fact, Steve Sports Saturday. So I got Dustin Moore, Steve Hallstromen. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Leon. Doing well?
Hey, doing well, Leon. I thought you were a big fan of rhythmic gymnastics and synchronized swimming, though.
Come on, man. You're outing me on air. Come on, man. Figure skating, too. Figure skating. Hey, anyway. So, what's going on tomorrow? We're going to do a little preview of tomorrow's show. So, what do you got going on tomorrow?
Yeah, we're excited about tomorrow's show. We're getting closer to signing day for college football scholarship programs. So, we're going to have on John Neese from BisonNation.info. Nobody covers NDSU football recruiting like John does, and he'll tell us who NDSU is looking at, who's visiting campus, and maybe the big ones that got away if they've decided to go to other schools. So we'll talk to John tomorrow morning. We're also going to pay tribute to 50 years of Moorhead hockey. They're having a big celebration over in Moorhead. Games from sunrise to sundown capped off by Moorhead and Roseau. What a better rivalry to dot that day of great games over in Moorhead. So we'll talk to Dave Morinville, former Spud coach and player, and talk about what's going on over in Moorhead tomorrow. And we are also going to have a chance to visit with Kevin Gorg from Fox Sports North to talk about Minnesota Wild hockey. The Wild are in the All-Star break right now, and they have a big uphill battle in order to try to make the playoffs the second half of the year. And Kevin is a former goaltender himself, and the Wild just traded for a goaltender, so we'll ask him how much he thinks that move might help the team. And we're also going to talk about this pay the players thing that we've been talking about here in the office for a long time,
right?
And on Steve Sports Saturday, but it's really starting to flare up now, and a lot of people here locally are saying, should NDSU do that? So we're going to talk about that tomorrow as well.
So all hockey all day, and then we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, student athletes. And little known fact, I like hockey. I'm a Southern boy, but I love watching hockey, man. There's something about the ice and, you know, the guys out there, you know, kind of roughing it up. And
it's the best sport to watch in person of all the sports.
Right,
whether
right.
you love the game or know the game, in person it's the best to watch of any sport, hands down.
Lots of energy, man. I mean, tons of energy. Dustin, what are you going to talk about tomorrow?
We are also going to talk a little bit about the boat show. We got some great boat show tickets to give away. And for anybody that stops by Vision Bank tomorrow at 25th Street, they're going to get a pair of tickets to the boat show. So if you had plans already to swing on over to the boat show at the Fargo Dome tomorrow, make a plan to stop by Vision Bank first, pick up a free pair of tickets, say hi to Steve and I as we're broadcasting there like we do each and every Saturday, and get that free pair of tickets to the boat show. Also, if you like hockey like you say you do, yes, watching it in person is the best, but one of the best TV watching hockey experiences is the NHL Skills Competition, which will be on TV on Saturday evening, which is a lot of fun to watch.
Nice, nice. So can employees of AM 1100 stop by and grab a couple of tickets? I'm just saying.
Yeah, stop on by. Leon,
if you got a couple $100 bills in your pocket, we might find a way to get that done.
I'm going to talk to the boys upstairs to see if they can give me a raise, advance or something like that. You know. But anyway, I do want to touch on, because we've been talking about this morning, should student athletes be paid for the services that they've, and I think it's a value, you can put a value on, you know, the services that they bring to a school. Do you think that they should be compensated?
I do. And I've changed my position on this in the last year or so. For forever, I said no. The athletes are using the school just like the school is using them. The athletes get a free college education, a lot of free benefits on campus, and they also get to improve themselves to go play professional football. But the money, Leon, in college football at the Division I level has become so egregious. Right. I was reading this morning, the average salary in the top 25 of coaches' salaries at the FBS level is about $3.8 million. These schools are making tens of millions of dollars. There are a lot of kids that don't come from backgrounds where mom and dad can send them some spending money. These kids are doing early weights, going to school all day, doing practices and meetings afterwards, trying to get their homework in. 10 o'clock, a kid's hungry, wants a Subway sandwich. He can't do it if he doesn't have the money. Right. These kids can't have the part-time jobs during the school year like others can as well. I think something fair or something small is very fair, maybe $2,500 for the kids who are playing just so they can have a little sandwich money, take their girlfriend out on a date on the weekend, because they can't have the kind of life that most college kids do. And if you're North Dakota State, who is a Division I program, I think they've got a tremendous opportunity for a recruiting advantage if they can do this. And so NDSU, I think, can do it financially, and I think they should do it.
Good deal. You going to talk about this tomorrow at all?
Yeah, we're going to talk about this tomorrow a little bit, and I'm sure there will be some people who will take exception, and I would have been one of those people about a year ago, so we're glad to open up the phone lines tomorrow for a little bit as well.
I don't see a problem with it either. I mean, yeah, you don't give Corvettes to, you know, the star quarterback or something like that, but, you know, a little extra spending money, I don't see a problem with that.
And you just nailed it right there. It is a slippery slope, and you are opening Pandora's box,
right.
But we do that about a lot of things in life where we say, you know, it's maybe not a perfect solution, but it's probably a better solution than what we have, and I think that's where we're at with college football.
Good deal. Dustin, don't want to leave you out. Any hot topics you want to talk about in sports today?
Tomorrow, we'll talk about a lot.
For tomorrow.
I'm interested. The Gophers take on the number one team in hockey, Minnesota Moorhead, Minnesota State. That goes on tonight and Saturday.
Mankato,
yep. I'm always mixing up.
I thought you were breaking Minnesota some news in the Dragons adding hockey.
I'm looking forward to that, and I'm digging the All-Star break. It's going to be good. We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow.
Good deal. Tune in tomorrow. What time?
9 to 11.
9 to 11. Stay tuned for Scott Hahn and Todd Mitchell right after this break.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.